The Israeli prime minister, who is implicated in a growing corruption scandal, has suffered another blow in the case. Media reports confirmed by police say a former close associate of Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to testify against his former boss in exchange for avoiding jail. A gag order has prevented Israeli media from publishing the details of the deal. Shlomo Filber, an ally of Netanyahu for more than 20 years, was arrested on Tuesday over corruption allegations. This week, another investigation was announced concerning two former aides of the prime minister and his wife. Netanyahu is under growing pressure to step down from his long tenure in office. Joining us live now from Toronto is Eric Wahlberg, who is a journalist and political commentator. Eric, thanks for joining us. What do you make of these cases against Netanyahu? It seems that the tide is turning against him.
The cases themselves don't sound particularly severe as corruption goes, but so I think there might be something political behind this. But Israel is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. If you look at the international polls, and it's gotten worse in the last 5 years even, it dropped from 30th place to 39th in 2012. So the corruption is very severe there. But at the same time, the judiciary and the military are considered the least corrupt. So it's an interesting game that's being played here. The judiciary is pursuing a legitimate case, but I think there might be some politics behind it.
And, you know, one wonders, Eric, how does all of this affect Palestinians who continue to obviously suffer under occupation? I was reading an article earlier which said essentially this will force Netanyahu to become even more right-wing than he already is, considering, you know, that's his base and that's where he will seek support through this.
Well, I don't see any change even if Netanyahu goes. The Zionist agenda is written in... written in blood, and it will continue to pursue its goal of taking over Palestine. So that's not really going to change. But the thing about Netanyahu, he is American in many ways. He was he is the Americanized Jewish Jew, and he is really representing the U.S. Israeli elite that really, in a way, control world politics. So it's not just so much Israel, it's Israel-U.S. You have to think of the U.S. as a Zionized state that has Israel at its heart. So as long as, and the U.S. is just as corrupted as Israel. So I don't think it's going to, certainly not going to help the Palestinians. The monolith, the Israel, U.S. monolith will charge on.
And as a final thought then, Eric, you know, many people are saying that if Netanyahu were to go, then Naftali Bennett would possibly replace him in the leadership position in Israel. What would that mean, do you think?
I don't think that it would mean very much. It will weaken the Israeli political scene in the short term, because any change of leader will create chaos and will require a regrouping of forces. So in a way it's a little bit of a breather, but there really isn't much that's for the Palestinians to, there's no one to really look to move in and take a position that's contrary to this U.S. Israeli elite. So I'm not very, unfortunately I can't say anything very optimistic about this situation.
All right, Eric, we'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.